Jessica, there is a popular grocer in the area who has announced that they will have an opportunity for their employees to get tested for COVID-19. Can you fill us in on the details?
So Albertson's stores throughout New Mexico and in the Texas area have said that they will, in an effort to keep their employees and their customers safe, start providing regular COVID-19 testing for employees. For those listeners who might not have noted, several of the stores were closed in the southeastern New Mexico. That includes Hobbs, Carlsbad, and Roswell. Now, those are primary grocery stores in these communities. So this push to make sure that the employees are COVID-tested and COVID-safe will keep these grocery stores open for these rural communities that really depend upon them. Now, the corporate owner of Albertsons has said that their intention is to make sure that they have a rapid response in place for any future positive tests, but also that they are looking to their customers to help with this effort. That means wearing your mask when you're going into the stores, using hand sanitizer, and avoiding going out in public if you are at all feeling sick.
Okay, now we are going to move on to another story. There is an expansion of a popular program that allowed fourth graders to go to national parks. This program has expanded to include fifth graders, is that correct?
Correct. So through August 31st of next year, 2021, fifth graders throughout New Mexico have the option to participate in Every Kid Outdoors. Now, that is a program held by the National Forest Service, the National Park Service. It gives these students free access to national parks and lands, as well as state parks and lands. But of particular interest this season is that now every fourth and fifth grader who participates in this program will get a voucher to go outside and cut down a Christmas tree in participating areas. So if you are the parent or the guardian of fourth or fifth grader who is interested in this particular program, you can go to www.recreation.gov to learn more, to learn how to enroll, and most importantly, where to go to cut down a Christmas tree this year.
Okay, now we also have news regarding an area middle school that has a new location. What can you tell us about the new location for Chaparral Middle School?
Those in Alamogordo are familiar with the 6-year-old middle school. Chaparral Middle School is set to be demolished soon. So the Alamogordo City Commission and the Alamogordo Public School Board of Education came to an agreement for a land swap. That will include $200,000 allowance for an irrigation system and landscaping to be done once the school is demolished in the old location. But the new location is near Hang Glider Park on Fairgrounds Road, and that will be the new location. The expectation is that the school will be engineered and built to house a larger number of students, but also provide updated education facilities.
Jessica, thank you for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.